Hi, everyone. Welcome to Bad Examples. Woo! I'm Tracy.
And I'm Jessica.
And we were on Style Network's reality shows Jerseylicious and Glam Fairy, which followed Jessica as a makeup artist and me as a hairstylist. So obviously you may think that this whole podcast is going to be about beauty, but you would be wrong. Mm-hmm. We are going to talk about everything from love to relationships to sex to just being a hoe. We are your new go-to girls for everything bad. All right, welcome back, guys, to another Titty Tuesday.
Oh.
Here on Bad Examples.
Okay.
So, you know, normal day.
Normal Titty Tuesday.
Normal Titty Tuesday. The other day, my... let me start off by saying, the other day, my son literally grabbed my boobs and pulled himself up onto the couch using my nipple.
Using
welcome to parenthood.
Welcome to parenthood.
So.
It's so hard. Can I tell you what I did last night? And I woke up this morning and I'm like, I'm not sure who should be more ashamed, me or the dog.
Please. So, this already started out great.
Denny and I were watching TV, hanging out, whatever. And the dog always, you know, he's a fucking dog. He's in the room. He's either laying with us on the floor, whatever. I'm like, where's the fucking dog? Where's Beetlejuice? So we both get up. We look around the house. He went to bed. He like put himself in bed. He like went
to
sleep
early. Enough of you fucking assholes. I'm going to bed.
So then in the middle of the night, like I heard him being like restless and he's never really like that. So I put him in the bed with us and he just like was hating me. Like I don't know how to describe it. Like not being like dog. So I Googled.
Oh, God. The worst thing you could
do. Is my dog depressed?
Oh, my God.
Because he was acting like he was depressed. And apparently dogs can get depressed.
Of course they can when someone passes, if you don't spend time with them, kids.
But he's getting all of the love. He's getting the only love.
He's spoiled. He's a spoiled little brat.
Yeah, he's super spoiled. So I was reading up on that last night and I'm like, I'm not sure who's hit a new low. Me or the dog. One of us is at a new low in our lives.
Yeah.
But I'm just, you know, the whole process of children and like trying to figure out what they're feeling, what they know.
It's exhausting.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's not depressed. He probably just doesn't feel great. And you guys are like, oh my God, Google, Wikipedia, dog depression. Get him some medicine. This is like typical parenting behavior.
Is my dog depressed? Four warning signs and what to do.
Oh my God.
Changes in sleep habits. Yes. Last night he was up. Paw licking. Yes. Loss of interest. Yes. Triggers and treatments for depression. I mean, this is crazy.
Because you're not supposed to. My grandmother does this. She Googles everything. She's like, oh no, I Googled it. I Wikipedia. I Merck manualed it. And I'm like, oh, for fuck's sake. I Merck manualed it.
Does she use the yellow book as well?
She uses everything. She's like, oh, I looked everything up and this is what it says you're supposed to do. And I'm like, this is why you need to take all the books in your house out.
Like, because I
do you
like-
walk him a lot?
Well, yes, we go on walks, me, Denny, and Beat, and it's always, Dennis gets always mad at me because my sneakers, I don't know why, this is why I don't like sneakers, I can't figure them out. They fucking squeak when I walk. I'm gonna have to try them on for you so you can hear it.
Like, wait, like as if there's water in them?
They squeak, I don't know, brand new sneakers, they squeak, 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 squeak. So it's dead silent on the walk, and like, we'll pass somebody, and Dennis is like, you're so fucking embarrassing, like, that's all I hear are your squeaking sneakers. So, but we just got that, the Fabletics, and I'm so pumped. I got the cutest pair of sneakers, and I feel, oh,
did you like your shipment?
Trey, I'm wearing my sneaks at work, feeling so fly, and one of the cool girls was like, are those Fabletics? And I was like,
no way, it's like a really important, it's like a really important designer.
Yeah. And for our listeners only, we have a special. So our audience gets two leggings for only $24 and $99 value as a VIP by using our special link.
Yeah, I wear their leggings every single day. I bought four of the same exact leggings and I wear them on repeat. It's a high waist power hold. It literally sucks all of you in from ankle to right under your boob. Everything is like suction cupped in these leggings. That's when you know you're 30 and fat, when you keep wearing just leggings every day.
Trey, I swear to God, the last two times I've seen you, I was staring at your ass. It like shapes your ass.
Yes.
I didn't realize till today where you were like, I love my Fabletics. And I was like, oh, it's the pants.
Yeah. Thanks, Jess. Thanks.
So what you'll do is take a 60-second style quiz, and then you'll receive pieces that are catered to your own style.
I also became a VIP. Perks are 50% off regular priced, free shipping, and additional perks that they give you monthly. So, I mean, it's really awesome.
Make sure to get your own pair of high-waisted power hold leggings while they're in stock because designs change monthly.
So you guys are getting two leggings for $24, which normally cost $99. When you sign up to be a VIP, all you have to do is go to fabletics.com/bad examples. Take advantage of this deal. You guys just go to fabletics.com to get two leggings for only $24. Again, fabletics.com. Best part is there's no commitment. You do not have to purchase monthly. There's free shipping on orders over $49. So just make sure you enter your email address, take the style quiz, and then you'll receive exclusive discounts and the inside scoop of new collections.
Fabletics even has a 45-day guarantee. If they don't work out, get it? You'll receive a full refund. You like how we slipped that ad in there? That was pretty good, right?
You're welcome.
Anyway, I don't know. Parenting's fucking hard.
Parenting is so hard.
I really don't know how you do it. But I there is something else that I do want to talk to you about.
Okay.
I kind of have beef with you.
Oh, good. Problems?
Introducing a new segment called
Change My Mind.
So, Change My Mind.
Okay, let's go. Bring it on, bitch.
I feel, how could you decorate for Christmas?
Oh, here we go.
Before even your birthday, it takes away from your birthday.
Just wait, text me wait. And goes, how dare you share your birthday with Santa? Fucking selfish bitch.
And like, I get it. Like, Christmas makes me happy as a pig and shit as well. Like, I've got the blankets, the Hallmark movies, the cocoa. But like, I feel like by extending it too much, you're kind of taking away some of that magic. All
right, change your mind, right?
And wait, here's my other thing.
I'm ready.
If you
crack the neck.
Host, if you host Thanksgiving at your house and have your family over, now everyone's seen your tree. Now when you host for Christmas, it's like there's
those
no
same
magic.
People are at my tree. I'm at my house once a week. Yeah, there's no surprise ever.
Okay, fine.
Okay, so that's checked off. Second, every single year I say the only thing I want is for my tree and my Christmas decorations to be up for my birthday. So when I get one thing to do for my birthday is watch my first Hallmark movie. I want to sip hot chocolate. I want marshmallows in it.
But like, you know, it hasn't been that cold. Does it kind of feel like...
It's been freezing. Where have you been living? It's fucking icebergs. Icebergs outside.
2 days. The rest of the month has been more warm.
I mean, 3 years ago, I literally sweat Christmas Day. So imagine living in Florida. These people who have to decorate in Florida, fucking palm trees they're decorating. Okay, so here's the deal. Every year, I want it decorated by my birthday. However, this year, I had a really, really, really rough week, almost week and a half, with all three kids sick in my house. And nothing could cheer them up. They were in the worst moods. They whined for 7 days straight. The last apocalypse of humanity was tested by my three children screaming for 7 days.
So I said,
would it make you feel any better if we took out the Christmas decorations and you guys all could decorate the tree?
Wow, that's such a mom of the year
move. And they said, oh my God, I want to decorate the tree. So I was like, okay, plugged the tree in. All the lights were burned out.
Oh,
so like, I was like,
you made more work for yourself.
Send daddy to the store, but 300, so three packs of 100 lights. I draped them all down the front of the tree. I did not wrap them around like those assholes who waste all their time doing that because you don't see the back of the tree when it's in a corner. I put it right on the front, threw all the flowers in, had the kids decorate. They were in the best mood the day after, not sick anymore. Would you believe it? The spirit of Christmas entered my home.
Bullshit.
Tara was there.
Kris Kringle did that.
Kris Kringle popped his fat ass down my chimney and made everyone not sick anymore. I swear to God, because I could not explain it. I was like, they were all miserable. The next day, they were like, I'm feeling better. I'm feeling better. And I was like, it's the fucking Christmas cheer in this goddamn house.
Like, are you playing Christmas music and everything
Oh,
already?
We blast it. No, when we decorate, we blast music. But, like, I don't play it during the day or anything. Like, at night, I like to watch my Christmas movies. But I'm not there yet with the Christmas movies.
I'm not. I just can't.
Once my birthday hits,
my DVR is ready.
It's set up and cleared.
It's ready. Mm-hmm. I've already got ones from last year. I'm still catching up on. I've saved for a fucking year. Okay. Tennis is like, what the fuck is this?
Who needs to watch this? Christina Milian falls in love at an inn somewhere during Christmas time.
He's like, escapes two in high a globe. School sweethearts reconnect at the zoo and save a tiger over in Christmas. Like, yeah. What's happening? And
I'm the power of Christmas.
Yeah. I'm like, you can't delete that. He's like, you're not watching that.
No, I watch them all, but I won't start watching Christmas movies. I already started with the hot chocolate. Every night when I watch, when I have movies, I have a cup of hot chocolate.
This is what I'm saying. I feel like it needs to all be together. It's a package.
It's like little baby steps.
Have you ever done this before? Is this your first year whipping
this
it out?
This is my
early?
First year whipping it out before my birthday.
Wow.
Every day it's done on, every year it's done on my due date, which is the 13th when I was due. I do it on the 13th so that the 14th I wake up and my whole house smells like Christmas fucking spirit.
Wow.
This year, I had to invite Kris Kringle and his holly jolly merriness into my house a week early because my kids were all sick and I was sick and tired of cleaning up vomit and doing the sheets over and over and over and over and over.
Are we going to have a fight at the end of Christmas? Do you not take your tree down? Like, are you?
I grew up in a household where we have Valentine's Day ornaments for the tree, but I don't keep it up that early. My mom keeps it up till Valentine's Day, and she has all hearts on the tree.
Once the presents are gone, I'm over it. I'm like, psh, no gifts.
Last year, it came down December 26th. Yeah. Everything. Not a stitch. It looked like the Grinch robbed my house. Not a stitch. I was like, I want it up. I want it down. Moved on. What are we wearing for New Year's Eve? What is the theme?
That's how I kind of
That's
feel
what
too.
I did. This year, it's my first year in a new house. I think I'm excited because I'm in a new place.
Yes,
I was like,
I
got
that.
Sick of that same corner where my tree was. I used mm-hmm. to have gold and red. This year, my whole house is gray.
You
so I was
it?
Like, I had to change everything to silver ornaments
when
and decorate.
When the fuck do you have time to do that? When did you
just,
do that?
This is super mom stuff. Like, you'll learn. This is how it happens.
I don't want to.
I had to switch up all my ornaments. I don't put ornaments. I put flowers, poinsettias, that type of thing. And I just shove them in the tree. So when the tree is done, I don't have to like with those stupid hooks every single. No, I go shake the tree. They all fall off. I put them in a bag and I move on.
God, I need a video of that.
No, I'm like, and Christmas is done. Let's move on to 2020 vision.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So that's pretty much. Yeah.
So me and Denny have a tradition because before we got married, we weren't allowed to spend the holidays together.
I love this story.
So every Thanksgiving we wouldn't spend together and then we'd live together. So we come back at night and I'm just like, it's kind of just depressing. Mm-hmm. So we started putting up our tree on Thanksgiving night,
mm-hmm.
which some people are like, aren't you so full and tired? But I'm like,
I'm
ready
in
an
actual fucking coma.
I
fell asleep on the couch 3 times from the tryptophan and
but
the turkey.
But like, I get that like, that I haven't seen him all day, that like jolt. We've kept it up even though the last year we've been married. But yeah, that's our little thing.
It's adorable. I'm not going to convince you to change it, but appreciate.
But I still don't know if you've changed my mind. I respect your situation. I don't know about everybody else that's putting
it up. I don't care about everybody else. My birthday is November 14th. If decorations are not up that day, hell will be raised. I want to walk downstairs on my birthday and see the happiness of the holidays.
I don't want
NSYNC
with my birthday. No.
Playing.
I want my birthday to be my birthday.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. And then I'm like, oh my God, let's make biscuits. And I'm going to make some eggs and cheese and bacon for everyone. And I make little sandwiches. And I'm just in a good mood. I wake up on Christmas and there's no decorations there. I'm like, who went out and got me a bagel for my birthday? No one? Great. Let's move on.
You're such a mom. Like,
and
when
such
did this
a Grinch.
Happen?
Always. I've always wanted it up for my birthday. That's like the one thing I ask for on my birthday is that the house be decorated and done. Because I'm a very impulsive person. And I want like very little things, but when I want something done, it has to be done in those few moments that I give you.
Can you tell me the truth?
Which is?
About parenting. Because like, even like the way you just explained this now, like you make it sound like a fairy tale. Like the kids were sick, which was so horrible, but then the magic of Christmas
it
warmed
did. It
our hearts.
Swept in here.
But like I'm saying, you still manage with 3 sick kids to put up a fucking Christmas tree.
And then
like,
the four things
job.
And the 4 or 5 things of garland and all the.
This is what I'm saying. Do you know what I mean? Like
I'm telling
you're making
you,
it look fucking easy. Is it easy? Or
no,
you...
it's not. It's exhausting. And I'm tired the whole time. But I put on a happy face because the kids need to remember that. And it's so weird when you're a parent. You're like, you want them to remember. They didn't actually decorate my tree, but they, when I was doing all the garland, I let them fake decorate the tree, and then they were like, oh my god, do you love it? I'm like, oh guys, it looks so beautiful. And then they're like, okay, can I watch a movie? And I'm like, mm-hmm. Ripped all their decorations off and then put it up the way it's supposed to look. But they thought they did all the decorations, which is fine, but like, I'm very OCD about my tree and how I want it done.
Another waste of time. You see the Kris Jenner memes where like she's like, you fucking did a spin and you wasted my time with that tree.
Oh yeah,
I can't believe, like, you let the kids waste your fucking time decorating the tree just to redo it?
No, they did, like, 6 or 7 flowers. They put them here, and then I ripped them down, and then I put the flowers where they deserve to go. No, the whole time I said to the kids, okay, I need a red flower. They'd run over with a red flower. I'd put it in. Okay, I need white flowers. They ran in. I need the silver ones. They were so excited that they got to help me actually decorate it. And then they, when Corey came home, they were like, Daddy, look, I decorated the tree. And I was like, you see, all is better in the world. And yet I manipulated the tree because they all went where I wanted them to go.
So, okay.
Treyway.
So I appreciate that Treyway parenting. That's all right. That's a fun trick.
Parenting is all about letting them think they came up with it, when in fact you are behind it, forcing the
path. You're the puppet master.
Yes.
Okay, so now Julian, more than ever to me, is like an actual
human person.
Yeah. It's actually freaky. Like, my stress level.
Because you watched him, like not be born, but like legit. Since the day, like, yeah, he was born.
It was great when he was in his little carry thing.
Carrying car seat.
You plop him in. And yeah, you could just plop them there and like carry on about your day. In fact, the Skylar would be like, Mom, Julian exists. And we'd be like, that's right. We put him in front of the TV.
Yeah.
Happy. He's a happy boy. Like, but now, holy shit, he's in there. To me, it's like a wrestling ring. And Skylar and Jaden are just like the two, like, and they tag him in now. Now it's involved.
Yeah. He's involved. He is a one-man wrecking crew. We call him Wreck-It Ralph because he goes around my house and destroys everything. And I have to follow him and chase him around my house. He climbs onto my dining room table, which is a room that like they know very, like, don't touch anything.
And he goes in there?
And he goes on the table and throws the table, everything off the table. And so now I have to like catch him before he gets there. Which is in the room behind my kitchen, which is very hard to keep him out of that room. And he's so fast. He's like superhero fast.
Yeah, he is.
And then all my stuff on my coffee tables, he insists on taking everything off, knocking them over. He goes into my pantry and like pours out all the cereal onto the floor.
But do you feel like you, as a parent,
I'm constantly like, what the fuck, Julian?
But even now you're readjusting your way of, because he's changed the game.
Oh yeah, you have even to. Now, all you do as a parent is readjust your own life.
Yeah, like you it's can't exhausting. Rely on what you relied on 6 months ago with not with only the that, two girls
he's
and
still
Julian.
Taking his naps. So like today, Tara took them to like a fun indoor play place. And like I couldn't go because it was Julian's nap. He woke up with a fever. He was sick all night. I couldn't go to our Christmas shoot today. I had to cancel it. So it was like a mess. And I had this whole thing where they were going to meet Santa and he was going to be in our Christmas pictures, magical encounters. That was this whole thing. Then, Julian fever through the night and I had to call her and cancel. And then I couldn't even go and play with the girls because he has to stick to his schedule, a nap of 12 to 3. Otherwise, he's a fucking crankpot.
Wait, who makes that schedule?
I don't know what it is. All my kids just naturally float onto a 3-hour nap schedule from 12 to 3. And I enforce it because, like, I'll bring them up at 11:45. They're not ready. I'm like, well, we're not, unfortunately, leaving this room until you're napping at 12. So you could fight me all you want, but we're not going to play because you need your nap.
Like
I lock the door.
A machine. When do you think, like, your parenting style evolved into what it is today? Like, at what point did you say, like, oh, I've kind of figured this out? Like, even though no one really has, like, parenting.
Yeah, there's,
is,
like, no guideline.
But, like, when did you feel comfortable? Like, was it after Jaden? Was it before Jaden?
No,
like,
it's when you first have the kid. Because your first baby, you realize that you make all the decisions for them. Mm-hmm. And your rules are the only rules that matter between you and your husband or the baby's father or whatever your situation is the two of you make the rules. Like, nobody else, like, you know, when you go onto a subway, there's rules. When you go drive, there's rules. There's laws you have to follow. You have to follow them. When you have your own kids, pretty much the only things you do have to follow is, like, when the kids sign up for school, they have to go to school. Otherwise, you get in trouble.
How did your parenting evolve to what it is, though? Like, how
it's
did
you... It's always
been
like that. I always had these rules. I was like, this is kind of how I am as an adult, and this is kind of how I speak to everybody and what I do and how I am. And, like, I'm a super control freak, so it has to be my way. And they're going to learn that from an early age, because like everyone's like, oh, how do you get them to take pictures? Like, how do you get them to sit there and not fight you? I'm like, it's not an option for me. They know we're taking these today. I announce it in the morning. Hey guys, today we have to take a few pictures, be really quick. And then after we'll hang out, play something, watch a movie. Okay, no problem. You just announce it to them. Like, you don't like you. I feel like when you treat kids like humans and not like babies that are incapable of thought, that they you empower them with the thought to be mature and responsible. Like my kids, I'm like, this is what we're gonna do. When Jaden wakes up, she's been potty trained since 18 months, but through the night she's not potty trained, so she sleeps with a diaper. Yeah, now she sleeps with a diaper at 3. Skylar got rid of her diaper. It was like she was 3 and 1 month and she was good through the night, but Jaden, I don't trust her. So I put a diaper. Yeah, funny you should say that. I put a diaper on her. In the morning, she goes, Mommy, I pee-peed. I'm like, okay, so what do? She takes off her diaper. She throws it in the garbage like an adult. And then she goes and gets tissues in the bathroom and wipes and makes sure she's dry. Then goes upstairs, picks her favorite underwear and puts her underwear on.
It stresses me out.
That's what you do. And then the day she goes, she's like, Mommy, I took off my diaper, and tries to hand it to me. I'm like, what are you handing it to me for? There's the garbage. She goes, I don't want to walk over. I was like, I don't really care what you want. That's what's going to happen. And so she does it. And now every morning takes it off and does it herself. And like these parents who are still doing things for their kids, you're enabling them to be
babies
and not responsible for their own actions. Yeah. It's like you're almost like,
I hear that.
Like stunting their development.
I know that's fucking true, because I've seen those children manipulate the shit out of me. Like they know what they're doing.
Cheers.
They know what they're doing. Aunt Jessie. Skylar makes eye contact with me and fucks with me.
Yeah, like, she's like, Aunt Jessie. And I'm like, very good. Well played.
She was in that fucking high chair knocking shit off and going, Aunt Jessie. And I'm just like, I love you so much. I love this kid.
Yeah, like, no, they're smart kids.
When Tracy yells at Skylar for like whacking Jaden, Skylar makes eye contact with me like, I'm not really sorry. And I like look at her and I'm like, I know.
That's another thing. We have certain rules in my house where you don't just say you're sorry. There's rules. When you do something, like when Jaden hits Skylar, I'm like, go apologize to your sister right now. And then she'll be like, sorry, Skylar. And I'm like, no, is that how we apologize in this house? And she's like, no. So she walks over to her, gives her a hug, kisses her where she hit her and says, I'm sorry, Skylar. And then Skylar says, it's okay, Jaden, just don't do it again. And that's our rule. And they have to say it every single time, because I want them to hug. Because if they're just saying, sorry, Skylar, sorry, Jaden, they don't really mean it. I want you to mean it and feel it.
Well, what you're essentially doing is you're teaching them to
have compassion.
Well, you're essentially teaching them to put meaning behind their words. They're not just
don't
words.
Just say words to say them. Yeah. That's not going to make me happy. That doesn't make the boo-boo heal any faster. You just bit her. Okay. Go up to her spot where you bit her. I want you to see what you did. Because for me to be like, you bit her, that's not nice. Okay, what does that do? Show me where the bite marks are and say, look at what you did to your sister.
I don't think Jaden kissed me when she bit my thigh.
Yeah, well, neither did Mia when you
came. Oh my God, I leave there like a fucking war victim.
Yeah. But like, I'm not saying the way other people parent are different. Everyone has their own like
for sure.
way of parenting. However, you guys have so many questions about why I do things a certain way. And it's because I've watched other kids, and I'll tell anybody, I fucking hate kids. Okay. I hate them. I see kids out and I'm like, what is wrong with people? These fucking asshole children are running around, no regard to anyone else. The mothers are not fucking helping their kids. It's a fucking free for all. I'm like, my kids will never behave like that. And I make statements out of other people's kids when we're out at a grocery store or whatever, and they're yelling and their mom's yelling, and they look at me and I'm like, you see that? I'm like, we do never behave like that ever. And they're like, nah. They know you don't behave like that. And I make it a point to make an example out of the kids who they see, because they're mortified watching it. And I'm like, I am too. Look at the mother.
Do you think, I like everything you're saying is so overwhelming to me as someone without children, because I don't understand. I feel like, is it some of this stuff just comes naturally or it doesn't?
No, it does. Like, I also have compassion for moms. Like, when I'm out and their child is acting up, I look at them and I'm like, I get it. I'm like, I'm exhausted too. Like, I show them, like, I'm not judging you. I totally get it. My kids are like this all the time at home. But there's other mothers who their kids are acting like fools and ripping stuff off the shelves, and they don't correct them or address it. And that's the problem to me. If your kid's acting out, you're having a hard time, the groceries are a mess, you're trying to get your money out and they're screaming, I have such compassion for you, because I've been there. However, when your kid's an asshole and you don't correct them, guess what? You're head asshole. Okay? You are the CEO of asshole in that family because you're not teaching your kids. That's not how you behave. That's not how you act. Mm-hmm. And you're allowing it and enabling it, and it's only going to get worse and worse.
I've literally Googled. Oh, today's a Googling episode. I've literally Googled, like, how not to raise a brat because I think those are the worst.
The worst.
Type of children.
And they're my kids entitled. Have their moments. For sure, they're brats too. But
well,
like,
we're in America. We're Americans. Our children are going to not be perfect spoiled, in that area, but
we're lucky enough to have spoiled kids.
Yeah.
However, they have to know when and where. Mm-hmm. Like my daughter will, she's a brat. She's very fresh. She will not act up in front of people because she gets the look and she has fear set into her body.
I've seen it.
And like my dad does the same thing with her. Corey does it. She knows. I'm like, you know what? That's it. I'm calling daddy. I'm calling papa. I'm calling Santa. Whoever I have to call is getting a call until she acts right. And then she never does it again. It's like crazy.
You know what? Let's take a commercial break. When we come back, let's talk to some of our baddies about Treyway parenting and see if they can get out of you some questions that I haven't reached because I'm not a parent.
Okay.
Because I know that all the moms out there like desperately want to know what the fuck you're doing. We'll be right back, guys.
You guys, I'm the first person to admit when I just feel overwhelmed in moments that I have three kids and one person at home and nobody else to help me. And I just think it's something that I do need to talk to somebody about and I do need a therapist. However, I don't have the luxury of having a live-in nanny or having babysitters at my every disposal to go take 1 hour out of my day to go to a therapist's office and tell them all my problems. So for me to be able to text somebody and just tell them how I'm feeling and have them write back to me and tell me like, this is what you do. How do you feel about this? And get me through that moment of like, I'm not going to make it through my day helps me so much. You don't even understand just that like outsider opinion. It's not my husband. It's not my sister-in-law. It's not my mom. It's somebody who gets it from an outsider's perspective.
It's a BetterHelp counselor.
It's somebody who literally is professionally trained to deal with
you,
the anxiety of parenthood and every other problem, not just parenthood, depression, stress, anxiety, relationships of any kind, sleeping, trauma, anger, family conflicts, like I was just saying, LGBTQ, grief, and self-esteem. So I have a little bit of all of those at one point of my day. And I know that BetterHelp is always there for me.
Guys, BetterHelp is online counseling and it's available worldwide. And there's 4 different communication modes. So you can text, chat, phone, or video, and you can start communication in under 24 hours. You can schedule video and phone sessions, and financial aid is available for those that qualified. It's secure, it's convenient, it's professional, it's affordable.
You have 3,000 licensed U.S. therapists across all 50 states that you can choose from, and they won't stop until they find somebody that you definitely connect with. So you guys are going to be getting a 10% off discount code on your first month with code BADEXAMPLES. You're going to go to betterhelp.com/badexamples, simply fill out a questionnaire to help them assess your needs and get matched with a counselor that you're guaranteed to love. Again, betterhelp.com/badexamples.
10% off your first month. Please use BetterHelp. There's no reason to do this alone. Yo, when you've got children and they're little monsters, they always want your phone. Why is that?
I don't know. It's like they're determined to destroy it. And they're like, let me just make mommy so miserable.
Don't you wish you had Casetify?
I had to buy Casetify. I had to get a screen protector from them and a safe case to make sure that when they throw it across the room, it doesn't break.
Casetify materials are
military grade.
Military grade.
AKA childproof.
So they pass a drop test from the height of 6.6 feet. So unless you play for the NBA, Casetify should be the perfect solution for your phone.
They have thousands of designs to choose from. You guys will find the perfect case for your aesthetic, and you're able to choose your favorite designers, colorways, add custom text to a custom phone case that you guys are definitely going to love.
Oh, my God. They work with amazing collaborators. So we've got Sarah Jessica Parker, Wonder Woman, the Rolling Stones, Pokemon, you guys know.
They actually just collaborated with Kylie Jenner and Gigi Hadid. They all use their cases, and they know because Gigi's walking the friggin' runway, living her best life on a yacht somewhere, and Kylie's home with a baby who's throwing the phone. So we know it works for both people. So go to casetify.com/bad examples today. You guys are going to get 20% off your favorite phone case. Casetify, casetify.com/bad examples. Again, for 20% off your Casetify purchase.
That's casetify.com/bad examples for 20% off your Casetify purchase. Go get your Casetify and then hang out with kids and have no fear.
This is Jess Betancourt, the host of DNA ID, the only true crime podcast that exclusively covers cases solved using forensic genealogy. DNA ID goes behind the headlines to answer your questions about this remarkable new crime-solving tool, how it works, how cases are selected, why the cases were unsolved for so long, and how the justice system is addressing it. I include input from law enforcement to give you the inside scoop that we all crave with a straightforward, no-nonsense delivery. You can find DNA ID on any podcast platform. Episodes come out weekly on Mondays.
On Oops the Podcast, join me, comedian Giulio Gallerati, as I examine everyday life, the mistakes, the bad decisions, the goals, the jokes, the social engagements, and all things in between. I'm joined every week by producer and personal confidant Ryan Lynch, various other comedians, for witty, candid, and intoxicating conversation. Our listeners love Oops for sophisticated banter, aka your mom could listen, and many feel like they're in the room with us chopping it up with old pals. You can find every episode of the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube.
You've got so many fucking kids and you've got to pay for these things. All right. We all know it. It ain't easy. Why, when they're just like, oh, mom, for Christmas, I want X, Y, and Z. And you're like, holy shit, I need to get the best prices for all these things. And that's why you need Honey. So Honey is a free browser extension that automatically finds the best promo codes wherever you shop online. So let's say you're on Amazon, Sephora, Target, Best Buy,
Are you a train?
And no, that's the sound the internet makes.
Oh, got it. The internet.
So the internet's like, and all of a sudden, Honey gives you the best pricing and the best promo codes. And instead of Googling like promo codes for fucking J. Crew and then J. Crew giving you ones that don't work, this actually does all that work for you. It is so awesome. I love Honey. You're going to save money this holiday on your fashion, tech, gadget, travel, and you're going to save big bucks too.
I know, because with three kids, having to buy them birthday presents three times a year,
think
plus
about
holidays,
think
plus
about
everything.
You save $20, $40 each purchase with three kids. It adds up.
Every time I save money, I'm like, oh, that money's going away because now they're losing teeth and the tooth fairy needs money. So, you know.
Listen to this. Honey has found its over 10 million members, over $1 billion in savings.
Honey supports over 20,000 stores online, and Honey has over 100,000 plus five-star reviews on the Google Chrome store.
If you're buying gifts this holiday season, then you definitely need Honey. And if you've got children, then you really, really need Honey just all year round.
It's free to use and install, just two clicks. So get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/bad examples. That's joinhoney.com/bad examples.
And guys, we're making it sound more complicated than it is. Literally, you like click the link and it automatically attaches to whatever browser you're using. So Google, whatever. And then when you shop, it automatically just works. It's like fucking Honey magic. That's what they should call this shit. Honey magic. Okay?
Magic Honey.
Okay, so we're back. And the Treyway parenting questions.
Oh, are they rocking in?
Yeah, we have a lot of them, okay? I'm not the only one. And the first one might be the best one.
Oh, here we go.
Treyway parenting questions, go. How do you get them to shut the fuck up and stop fighting?
Well said. That, she must be a mom of three. I do a lot of screaming in my house. I always tell them, I'm like...
Like, that's the realest answer. Like,
no, I do a lot of screaming. A lot of times at the end of the day, I don't have a voice. My head is pounding. I'm popping Excedrins. I give them, like, three chances. The first is, like, when they wake up, they usually fight over, like, what spot of the couch they're going to lay on to watch their morning movie. Swear to God. So they fight over that, and I always tell them, if you can't figure it out, you'll both sit on the floor.
Whoa.
That's the answer. If you can't figure it out, then they fight over what movie we're going to watch. And I tell them, in this house, we agree on movies. So I'll go down the list. You both say me. Once you both say me to the same movie, that's what movie we get. I want Beauty and the Beast. I want zombies. Oh, well, you're going to have to pick and agree on one thing, because you can want Beauty and the Beast all you want until your sister wants it too. We're not watching it.
I love this so much.
Everything is fight to agree in my house. We always have to agree at the end. Like, you could go ahead and fight all you want, but you're not getting your movie just because you're yelling louder than your sister.
How does she look so amazing every single day? I have four kids, God bless, and I look like I'm dying on the regular.
I mean, this question blows my mind because it doesn't take much to like either throw on lashes or mascara and then like lipstick. It changes your whole, like you don't have to do foundation and contour and highlighter. You don't have to do all that. A little mascara and lipstick, I've always said, goes a really long way. And everyone's like, oh, I don't have any time. You don't have 4 minutes in your day that the kids are in the other room doing something that you can go whip out mascara and lipstick and just throw it on really quick. It'll just set your day at a different tone.
I think you've said this before and I just have to repeat it because I thought it was genius. But you had said that like you strap all the kids in the car seat and sometimes you'll just do your makeup in the car.
Oh, always.
Great when, lighting.
But that's when I have to get them in the car and go somewhere. When I'm home, I just, when I get like a minute where they're all playing with something, I step out, put my mascara and my lipstick on, and then I feel better. And I feel like whoever shows up to my house today, I feel like I'm presentable. If we have to go in the car and go somewhere, I get them strapped in the car, all into their car seats. I put on their favorite music, kids bop, whatever the fuck they're listening to. And then—
Wait, you do kids bop?
I don't love it because I actually despise Kidz Bop, but Tara found like a XM radio of Kidz Bop. So like they are always requesting it because it has all the popular songs they like.
Did you see that crazy lady that was screaming at the girl in the car? And then she was like, the girl goes, you're cursing in front of your kids. And she's like, I'm actually not. They're watching Kidz Bop.
No.
Oh my God. It's so good. All right.
You have to find that.
I'm going
to
show
it
for you and we'll take a video of your reaction because it's so good.
Yeah, but I strap them in the car and then they, I usually give them like my brushes and my lipstick and ask them to like hand it to me if they want to be involved.
Make them a part of it. Fucking brilliant.
And then sometimes they're like, can I have lipstick? And I'm like, sure. And then I pick my most clear see-through lip chapstick or gloss and I put it on them. It's off them in 3 seconds.
The next question is, does she ever look like shit? And are there days where you just
I look like shit all the time?
Oh.
That's why when I wake up and I'm like, wow, I feel like I just actually got hit by a semi truck. I have to like get myself together. I make them breakfast. Once they're settled after breakfast, I just figure my shit out. I'm like, let me go put my I either do hair or makeup every day. It doesn't matter what it is. Pick one thing.
One.
Either like my Dutch braids, and then I do that. It's really easy. Or I put it up in a cute ponytail and throw on mascara and lip gloss. It looks like you're put together. And it's so weird because at my school where I drop the girls off, there's this woman that's there. She drops her granddaughter off all the time. And she's always like, it's amazing to me that you have 3 kids. They're always well-dressed for school. And you always look like you're prepared.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, thank you, but I'm really not doing anything. I prepare their lunch boxes the night before.
Do you cry on the car ride home?
Well, yeah, because I have to fight Julian to leave the school because he wants to stay and play, which is fun getting him in the car seat when he's banging his head on the car seat and screaming because he doesn't want to be buckled in, but whatever. I prepare their lunches the night before. I pick out their outfits the night before and lay them out downstairs. So they're watching their morning stuff. I have them eat. Also setting alarms. I have a 7:45 alarm. That means they need to be up getting ready.
Ugh.
They need to be waking up. 8 o'clock alarm goes off. That means they need to be eating breakfast. 8:15 means they need to be getting on their shoes and getting their backpacks.
You do not do this. This is not a way to live. 8:30. Why did you do this?
Because wait until you have kids and you have to get them to school by 9 o'clock in the morning. You have to get them to school. It's required by law once you sign a kid up for school that they have to attend school. You can't just be like, I'm tired today, kids. Stay in. And 8:30, my alarm goes off. Time to get in the car. And when they hear an alarm go off, it doesn't matter where they are or what they're doing. They're like, does that mean we have to get ready for school? And I'm like, no, not today. There's no school today. But they know when the alarms go off. They're like, what's that one mean? And I'm like, get them excited to hear the alarms go off.
That's actually
so you show up every single day, 8:45 to school. We're the first ones to school. They have 15 minutes of playtime before they have to go to school with all the toys at school. And then I take Julian and we go after they walk into their classroom.
How do you spend quality time with, because I know you've heard this one a million times. I think every mother struggles with this, finding the balance. How do you spend quality time with each of the kids and still have time to work, cook, clean house, keep your husband happy? I feel like I can't balance everything. Well, can I just say, why are you balancing all of that? Why is it all on your plate?
Because it's moms.
Why? Why does that happen?
Because you're the mom. You're the one who takes care of everything because men don't get things done the way that women do. they'll get it done, but they'll do it to a point where you're like, now I have to just do it again. So I'd rather me just do it the first time.
I kind of get what you're saying. Like, I get what you're saying. I do.
Yeah.
There's things in the house even where I'm just like,
you know there's what? Times that I've gone, I've been like, Corey, while you're upstairs, can you grab a pair of underwear for Jaden and he'll come down with Skylar's size? And I'm useless. Like, now I have to go up and do it myself because you couldn't just look at the size and be like, that's not Jaden's size.
I can't tell you when I work weddings. And I'm doing the bride and I'm getting ready with all the girls in the morning. How many women leave their kids for the first time ever with their husbands? And the husbands have one job. I've left all the clothes out for you. Just no, fucking put the socks on. Make the socks match. And the kids show up and the mom's like, you put a see-through shirt underneath. I could see his nipples. You're like, what is happening?
It's literally like men just really don't give a fuck in the regards of what we want done for our kids. They are just like, hey, they're not starving. They're dressed,
but
I don't understand the problem.
I think it's
there's
important.
A lot of stay-at-home dads too, though. Yes. There's a lot of stay-at-home dads who are very
hands-on. Isn't it important
hands-on?
To have a conversation with your husband if he's not helping out in any of those? Like, okay, maybe if you prefer to clean the house a certain way, the least he could do is take out the fucking trash.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that should have been like when you guys get married, that should have been an understanding back then, and then it just amplifies more with kids. Mm. Like Corey always puts the girls to bed, and I put Julian to bed.
So we in have a way, system. You're sharing responsibility.
The responsibility of bedtime.
Yeah,
yeah, and then there's sometimes where they're like, "Can you sleep with me, mommy?" And then he'll put Julian to bed, and kind of dreads it the whole time because Julian's harder to get down than the girls. But he does it and that's it. And then he knows once we're done with that, then we can move on and that's it. So, but what was her question? Because I feel like we didn't even answer it. What was it?
How do you do all, like, how do you balance everything? The cleaning, the kids, the keeping
well,
your
first of all,
husband
happy, I don't clean anything cooking. In my house until the end of the day. I do not chase them around cleaning shit up all day. I don't care who's coming and going into my house. Come into my house and realize it's the playroom. And it's going to look like a playroom because they're throwing shit around and playing. I'm not going to chase them around to like put all the blocks away every time.
Interesting.
I do it at the end of the night when they're ready to go to bed, they clean up their stuff. It's not cleaned the way I want it cleaned. So then after fed dinner and in bed, I come down. Corey and I organize the playroom for the next morning, relax, watch shows, that whole thing. Cooking, I always put the girls watching a movie on the couch. My playroom is extended off my kitchen, so I'm able to watch them the whole time. So I put a good movie on for them. And also these fucking assholes who are like, how much screen time do you give your kids? My TV is on from the moment we wake up until the moment they go to bed. They have access to the TV. They have learned so many things that I would never even think to teach them from TV. And they're not there. I require like 2 hours of, if you're going to watch TV, at least 2 shows have to be like educational TV. I put on like Magic School Bus and they have to watch educational stuff at the same time. Like, yes, they're going to watch their Descendants and their girl and their princess movies, but they're literally learning so much stuff from those movies that we don't understand. They're sponges. They're taking in everything. And there's things that they're learning from visual things that we wouldn't even think as parents to teach their kid. The things that my daughters have even said, I'm like, where did you learn that? And they're like, oh, Descendants 3. And I'm like, okay. Had no idea. Like, I've never even have taught you that. And it's because I don't limit screen time for them. At some point, they don't even want to watch movies. They want to play. But the movies are always on in the background because their brains are always taking that in. Whether they're watching it or not, they are subconsciously learning from it.
Okay, I got another question. How do you transition from 1 to 2 in terms of not losing your sanity? Same kind of question. Not losing sight of your relationship, but not neglecting the older
Unfortunately,
one.
Unfortunately, it's all the same. Whether you have 1 kid, 7 kids, I think you're going to lose the balance of being a mom and then being a wife at some point. Like, you have to just regain. You're like, okay, this is what I'm doing. After they go to bed, it's all about him time. It's all about us spending time together. Make sure you're cuddled up on the couch watching movies. If he doesn't like the same stuff you like, then that's on you guys to figure out your like dynamic of TV or movies or whatever. But there has to be like romantic, like date night type of stuff inside the house, not always outside where you have to get dressed up ready for dinner, but like, order Chinese food in after the kids fall asleep and lay on the couch together, cuddle, have him rub your back while you guys eat Chinese food and watch like your favorite movies or whatever it is. There has to be some like we're dating type feel at some point.
I like that. That's good advice.
Like Corey and I always end up on the couch afterwards, whether we're doing anything. We always are like, want to watch our shows now. We have our shows that we always watch. We lay on the couch, we cuddle, we get popcorn or whatever.
Time.
It's quality time. It doesn't have to be anything like, oh, you never take me on date nights. Like, date nights could be anything. It's just spending time with each other.
So this one is a few of these. I have a 1-year-old. Another girl's at a 4-year-old who swears he's the boss. I can't tell him no because the word has no meaning. How do you start disciplining a child? I know that sounds Jayden. Dumb, but I honestly don't get it.
That's Jayden. She doesn't know. Julian too, but he doesn't hear me say no. I have to sign him no, which he laughs at my face, but whatever. That's another problem. But Jayden, if I say the sky is blue, she'll instantly tell me it's green.
Yeah.
Every single thing I say, she says the opposite of.
Yeah.
I'm like, you love these socks. You put them on the wall. I hate those socks. Never.
What
I'm like,
fuck
first of all, what the, I, you guys could say whatever you want about me. I literally look at her and ask her, who the fuck are you talking to? And I look at her and I say to her, I'm like, who are you talking to like that? And she's like, I'm talking to you. I'm like, oh, really? Go talk to me like that to yourself in the other room. And then I put on the clock on the timer on my phone. She's 3 years old, so she gets 3 minutes in timeout. And she has to wait until the alarm goes off. And then she comes back in and I say, are you ready to apologize? If she says no, she gets another 3 minutes in timeout. I don't really care. She could rot in timeout all day. It's easier for me, honestly.
I do have to say, I think discipline, especially when they're young, is so, so important. And this is because I come from a family where my mother works with children, and she works specifically with children with autism. And the way of rewarding them, it's not really a punishment. It's more of like rewarding the good behavior.
Oh, yeah.
And like not giving too much mind to the bad behavior. And like when they're bad, like you do have to kind of stick to your punishments. You got to stick to
your... Oh, yeah, timeouts. But yeah. I don't like harp on what she did.
Right. Agreed.
I'm not like, we don't do that. We don't say screaming, yelling. I'm like... I'm not putting up with that. I have no idea who you think you're talking to like that. You could go sit in timeout and think about what you did, deal with it on your own. And then if you do it again, you're going to continue to get timeout. You could go spend all day in timeout. It's not affecting me.
But I think a lot of parents they love their kids. I get it. So they're scared to discipline them. They don't
don't be scared.
Put them
the
in timeout. They don't want to yell at them. They don't want to. So, you know, the kid starts running the show.
Mm-mm. Listen, I'm a cool mom at I'm going to allow them to get belly rings and dress cool and do all that stuff and experiment with like hair color and have fun with lipstick. I'm not going to be like, you're not allowed to wear makeup until you're 21. I'm not that mom. At the same time, you talk to me like I'm one of your friends and you're disrespectful to me. You could spend your whole day in timeout and sitting there thinking, I'm not going to let you get away with the way you're speaking to me like you think you're in charge.
Mm-hmm.
Ever. But I'm still not losing. I'm not losing the respect. I'm not losing the like fun aspect of me. But at the same time, like I'm being their mom.
I think one thing like what my mom deals with a lot, too, is just like when you stick with the punishment, like you said, you set that 3-minute clock.
Oh, yeah. They wait for it.
There's no 2.5 minutes. That's when they lose.
Did the alarm go off yet? No.
Yeah. Okay, let's see. There's so many questions here. How do you combat the mom shamers? Because they are rampant.
Oh, I have mom shamers all the time because I curse in front of my kids all the time. They're always like, I can't believe you speak like that. That's disgusting. First of all, my kids, with the tone that I say these words, know that they're bad words. And they'll say like, mommy says fuck. And they'll tell my sister-in-law or they'll tell my mom that. My mom's like, you have to stop cursing in front of them. I'm like, let me explain something to you, mom. You never cursed in front of me. And look at my mouth. I talk like a sailor. I literally,
you're a hoe.
Yeah, I have a terrible, terrible bad mouth. And you never cursed ever in front of me. I'm like, I curse in front of the kids, but they know that's adult words and they're not allowed to say them. They never have gone out and said like, oh, don't fucking do that. They don't do that ever. They know that like they'll rat on me and be like, mommy says fuck. And they think it's funny to say, but I'll be like, Jayden, that doesn't leave the house. Yes, I say that. But there's also things. I also pay bills. Do you pay bills? And she's like, no. And I'm like, okay, so when you start paying bills, you could say the words you want to say. But until then, you're a little girl and you don't use grown up words.
So everybody is asking about potty training. I don't even know what this means. What does this mean, potty training? I mean, I know what potty training is, but like, why is this such a big deal?
Because it's very difficult to do.
Why?
Because you don't just stop peeing.
Huh?
You're just not understanding of the concept of as a kid of like not peeing in a diaper when you've been trained your whole life as of up to that point to know you pee in a diaper.
So how did you potty train Skylar? Because she did.
So with Skylar, she was potty trained by 2 on her second birthday.
I don't know
what
this means. So what do you do? You say like, what's up, kid? I'm taking away your diaper and you're going to go in the potty.
Yeah, so I bought a small little potty to put in the corner. And for Skylar, I spent a lot of time home with her because of the way her birthday was laid out, it was in February. So a lot of her like big moments were in the winter when we weren't really doing anything. So like time for potty training and all of that, it was right between like 18 months and 2 years, which was, it was like November to February was that time frame. She started at 18 months. I ended up taking her diaper off every time when we were at home. She never wore a diaper at home. And the first time she peed on herself, she looked at me mortified. She was like, and I was like, well, you have to go pee on the potty. I'd pick her up. I'd put her on the potty and whatever other pee that she had to, she would, and I turned around. I got her a sticker book. Every time that she peed on the potty, she got to put one sticker in her book. And then she started getting excited about, can I play with my sticker book? I'm like, not until you go on the potty. She would go sit on the potty, not pee. And I'd be like, do you see pee-pee? And she'd say no. And I say, okay, so when there is pee-pee in there, that's when you get another sticker.
Brilliant.
She was potty trained by exactly 2 years on her second birthday. She had a princess party. She was party trained that day. She did not wear a diaper on their birthday.
That's awesome.
Then Jaden watched.
You're like, this freaks me out. I've seen like kids that like are like viral videos like who are scared to poop. Like, I can't deal with that. I can't.
They're,
I don't like
Jayden,
talking about it.
I know it's like horrible. You don't like potty talk.
I don't like pot. Literally, I don't like potty talk. I don't want to tell a kid like it's okay to poop. It's not, babe. Like,
oh my God, you're gonna be in so much trouble. Jaden basically
potty
trained herself.
Do you know what I said to one of the
herself.
Kids today at the kid party I told you?
Oh,
what
yeah,
I,
you had a...
What I tell you, I was so overwhelmed with this party.
Everyone had kids.
And there was just
children. Swarming with children
swarming.
Like ants.
So one girl was eating a burger from White Manna, which is like just like the filthiest, dirtiest burger ever. And I'm like, are you enjoying your murder burger?
Oh my God.
And everyone's like, Jessica, you can't say that. And I'm like, why? It's like you're eating your dog. And everyone's like, Jessica!
Oh my God, Jess.
She just looked at me. She's little. She's like three. I don't know. I don't. Do they?
You know, Jaden's three. Shit. She understands that.
Shit.
Oh my God, I can't.
Everyone's yelling at me, and I'm like, I'm just joking. I don't know, but you know, I see the like wheels turning in her.
Yeah, she's like murder burger. Cheese on my dog.
But like, I don't know. These are just the things that they blow my mind. They blow my mind.
Well, this will, because Jaden decided that Skylar was peeing on the potty. She would go with her every time and watch her and be like, I want to do that. So Jaden trained herself. At 18 months, she decided she wasn't wearing diapers. She wanted to go on the potty and always did. So she kind of did it herself. But that's when you have kids that are close in
siblings.
Age. They want to do things that their older ones do. So she did that. But she's still in diapers through the night as of right now, because I don't think she's grasping the concept that like you can get up in the middle of the night and go to the bathroom. I don't trust her. But like I said, in the morning, she takes off her diaper and throws it in the garbage.
All right, let's get one more of these questions. And
Julian,
so
I'm shook for, because
why?
I didn't train a boy yet, but my mom used to put mom hack for all boy moms. My mom, to train my brothers, used to put Fruit Loops in the potty and tell my brother to shoot the green Fruit Loops, shoot the pink Fruit Loops, shoot the whatever blue. And he would try to shoot the fruit. And it was like a game for him. So he wanted to go on the potty because she'd throw Fruit Loops in it every time.
So you make it fun, rewarding.
A game of some sort. Yeah, that was my mom's hack. And I haven't used it yet, but that's what I will be using when I do that.
Fruit Loops?
Fruit Loops in the potty for Julian. It's just different because, you know, Julian can't hear. So it's harder for me to like explain it
to him.
Fucking
disgusting. Okay. How do you go insane with the kids at home most of the time?
I always do. I'm constantly like, mommy's going to end up on the news. Constantly. Like, I'm exhausted. I don't sleep through the night.
I think that's what I want people to understand. Like,
they think like I get like a full 8 hours and then I'm like happy, cheery, like baking muffins at my house. No, I'm fucking crying half the day, exhausted, but at least I have mascara on. Corey walks in at 5 and I'm like, what took you so long? You got off the train 10 minutes ago. And he's like, all right, relax.
When Tracy cries just enough, it smudges her mascara where she kind of has a smoky eye. It just works.
It's so disturbing.
It just works. Okay, I want to do rapid fire round. There's so many more questions. I promise we'll continue to do this another day.
Rapid fire round. Rapid fire round.
Okay.
Oh my.
First.
This girl makes her own sound effects.
First date. How old? Okay, rapid fire.
Okay.
How old when they are allowed to go on their first date?
14.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
Is that not normal?
They're
going into high school next year.
Yeah, but first date, like alone with the guy, like not with you there.
Like going to the movie? Sure, you could go with him. 14.
Okay.
You hit your you know,
I want to pass 13. Hit you up in 14 years.
You think I'm going to make them stay, wait till 16? They're already probably going to be having sex at 16. Let's oh, be real. Okay, my go God. Ahead.
Okay. Rapid fire. Are you expecting them to tell you when they've lost their virginity?
Fuck yes. I want to know.
First heartbreak. How are you going to handle that?
I wrote cards for them.
That's right. I remember.
Yeah.
What are the rules in getting a car? Are the girls going to have to share a car?
Yes, they have to share. Yes, I will pay for it, but they have to pay for the insurance. They already Ooh. Know that. They want a pink Jeep Wrangler.
What are you going to do when they get their periods?
I also wrote them notes for that, but they also know what periods are already. Oh, I already explained it to them because they saw me like using a tampon and were very confused and scared. And they are totally cool with it and ready.
They're ready for their periods.
Well, they're like, they know it's going to happen. They're not ready to like get it tomorrow. But like, they're like, listen, you bleed and that's it. And that's done.
Oh my God. Well, that is Treyway parenting in the most rapidest of rounds. Thank God I was done.
Well,
thank God.
Serious. They literally were like, oh, mommy, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, it's fine.
You're dying.
You bleed for like maybe a week and you're over it. It happens one time a month. It just means that you're alive and kicking and you're not pregnant. And they're like, wonderful.
Listen, there's one thing I have to tell you. I have so many questions here. It's a shame we don't have, you know, 5 hours for a show. But I want to tell you that when you're feeling like you're alone, you're not. And I want to tell them when they're feeling like they're alone, like all of these questions, you can see they're all repeats. People are liking them because everyone has the same problems.
Yeah.
This is not new. You're not the first person to struggle with potty training.
No. And you guys, you must think that like I have it all together and everything figured out. I'm learning and doing these for the first time. I had a daughter and I was like, I don't have kids before. I don't know the rules. I don't know what, there's no book to parenting. How you parent is fine. How I parent is fine. There's no mom shaming. I'm not disagreeing with you on the way your child is raised. I'm just saying these are my ways I'm doing it. If you want to try them and see if they work for you, then great, because they may. I'm telling you that talking to your kid like an adult and telling them and not lying to them and being like, this is the real life of it, I think that you'll be beneficial in the end. I think if you give them real life responsibilities, my kids are 1, 3, and 4. And if I didn't give them responsibilities, like I feel like everything would be on me and my life would be so much harder.
I have a serious question you just made me think about. What are you going to tell them about Santa?
Oh, I'm going to lie to them for a very long time until that Corey and I think Skylar's like defeated us. And then I'll tell her low key, but she has to go along with it for
She'll
the other
good.
Ones.
She's good. She won't tell Jaden.
Yeah. And then
She's
when
good.
Jaden understands, like we have to
She's
keep it. We have to keep it alive.
The baby
for,
boy.
No, we have to keep it alive for Julian.
It's over. Once she knows it's fucking over. That's
she just may
say.
Get really mad one day and be like, guess what, Julian? Santa's not real. Like that's how she's going to tell
well,
him.
The reason
it's
I'm
be
asking
mortifying.
Is
and be like, no, don't do it.
You really are so honest with them. I mean, you explain to them what a fucking period is. And then it's like, there's this big lie about Santa. So
I feel like that's just the illusion of being a child. That's the whole, that's like keeping a child. People are like, oh my God, why do your kids have to take pictures and dress up every day? Let them be a kid. I'm like, first of all, being a kid doesn't mean wearing
a pink jacket,
a yellow shirt, green socks that don't match, and fucking light up Velcro sneakers. That's not what being a kid means. Being a kid means they enjoy what they're dressing and they're expressing how they feel. They're expressing their opinion. My daughters love wearing dresses because they think they feel better in it. They have confidence in it. And every day I tell them when they come down from getting dressed, I'm like, oh my God, you guys look beautiful. And I always remind them that because I never want and them ever like doubting their confidence. And also in my house, we celebrate the word fat. If you come to my house, you will see it 3 to 4 times in a 1 hour span. They go to each other and they're like, oh, give me that cute fat butt. Like they think fat is an endearing word. And I've done that for the reason of I grew up not being called fat because I was skinny my whole life, but my uncle being like, oh, you're the chubbiest of all of us. And he used to call me Chubbs. And like, I was always like very self-conscious of like being called the word fat. So if anybody ever did, I'd cry. I'd be upset about it. My kids think the word fat is endearing. And they're like, if somebody ever calls them fat, my daughter's going to be like, yeah, look at my cute fat butt. Like they're going to think it's like not a bad thing. And therefore they won't have body dysmorphic issues because people are trying to bring them down when I've already built them up to a pedestal that they can't break. So anyway, that's my thoughts on that.
And on also, that I really note, I want to tell you guys about everything Epstein.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to see more of these Epstein kids, and you really should, because they're really, the three of them have such different personalities. I mean, each one of them is so unique, but they're so warm and loving in the same breath. Like they are, there are,
you can tell they were raised by the same people.
Yeah, there's qualities they share, but in the same breath, I mean, they're totally different. So, Tracy's children now have a YouTube channel. You know, we have a YouTube channel. So follow Bad Examples on YouTube. Follow Everything Epstein on YouTube. And the girls will be on Wednesdays. Hence, Jaden telling everyone, see you next Wednesday, which is amazing. I love that.
It's so funny.
Oh, my God. I got to get a clip of her saying that to me. That's amazing. How has it been recording the show with them?
It's been really cute. I mean, they're the ones who wanted me to. You think I wanted one more thing on my plate? They asked me 3-4 times and I was like, yeah, we're not going to do a YouTube. I'll let you guys watch them once in a while of other people's. But we're not. Then they kept asking me. And I'm like, listen, I'm not a half-ass mom. If you want to do YouTube, I'm going to do it right. I'm not going to like do it where I just throw videos up there. We're going to have it done in like a beautiful.
Who's producing your YouTube show?
Oh, a little man called Alan Waters from Dimly Wit Production.
He ain't a little man though.
Oh, you know, just like the greatest producer of all time, edits and everything. So he does all of our videos. So I send all of our ridiculous content to him and he makes it look, you know, normal, legible, and for your viewing pleasure.
Just, I love that we've tortured him and we talk about, you know, anal and vagina, and now he has to deal with little kids like screaming.
And he literally said to me the other day, he was like, when we start getting ads, like I'm wondering like what the content of the ads are gonna be. I'm like, you know what they should be? For freaking birth control, because these kids are out of control. And just watching my kids, they give you birth control.
Well, on that note, should we see you next Tuesday and Wednesday?
Yes, you guys don't forget Bad Examples on YouTube, Club Baddie on Facebook, shop merchandise on Princess Armor.
When our Bad Examples is Thursday, we're giving you a full week.
We're giving you Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, jam-packed. The hardest part of the week is easier because of us. You're welcome.
And that's Treyway Parenting in an hour, y'all. See you next Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Don't forget, guys, new episodes air every Tuesday. So see you next Tuesday.
Baddies, don't forget to subscribe, rate, share with a friend. These three things are going to get us a season 3. That's literally all we need you to do. Share your favorite episode with someone that you love or someone you're trying to like send a hint to. Him, her, we don't care. Start stealing phones, start subscribing. Do your thing, baddies.
Even though we are not your best examples,
We're the best you've got.
So cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Rate, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Hosted on dimlywit.com.